This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Crews are still working to reopen I-70 west of Glenwood Springs after mud flows shut down the interstate last night. CDOT spokesman Chris Marsh says getting the water off the road has just been the first step.
And then they've got basically a fleet of plow trucks with the, you know, the big plows in the front that once the water's gone, they can use those plow trucks to get the mud and the debris that's it's filled with logs, some rocks, and everything that you can imagine that is on the side of a road.
Marsh says CDOT is preparing to stage crews around the state at other places where monsoon rains could bring mudslides down onto the roads. Two wildlife filmmakers are releasing the culmination of more than a year of work focusing on Colorado's plains. KRCC's Ava Dye has more.
On southern Colorado's plains, rare plants flourish, bison roam, and storms roll. Filmmakers Christy Odom and Forrest Gustavinson spent a year and a half documenting the environment. They partnered with conservation group Southern Plains Land Trust to create a video series Odom says showcases Colorado's overlooked landscape.
When you see 50,000 acres of grasslands, people just kind of consider it drive-through area. But when you really dig into it, it can be looked at like a rainforest upside down.
The four-part film series releases on Fridays throughout July. Ava Dye, KRCC News.
A woman shot outside the Aurora ICE facility late last week returned to the facility just days later to protest again. Read her story at cpr.org. It's 5:06.